Big up, Katie Time fans and listeners. You know what time it is. Welcome back. To start this off, I have great news. I'm on iHeartRadio and I'm racking up listeners all over. I'm so excited to learn that people in Hong Kong have listened to my podcast. Shout out to folks in the UK, Germany, Ireland, and now Hong Kong. That is so amazing. And of course, big up to the United States and for my listeners right here in the good USA. Thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me. This is episode 15. I can't believe it. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. 15 episodes. For those of you who have been listening since the quote-unquote pilot episode, thank you so much. Like, that means a lot. And for those of you who just pop in for a quick listen, thank you as well. It's a massive boost to my confidence as a podcast host, and it really does encourage me more than you know. Alright, so let's get into the episode. So like I said, big up, big up. This episode is called Big Up, Big Up. In this episode, I'd like to talk about being raised as a Caribbean American in NYC. Finding the right food, the music, and the vibe in general. Like, I am not from the Caribbean. So let's get that out of the way. I wasn't born in the Caribbean. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. I've said it multiple times, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. But that didn't stop me from learning my family's ethnicity. That didn't stop me from learning, you know, about my Caribbean heritage, like where we came from, or where, you know, the majority of my great grandparents lived until they came over here in the States. And my mother's side of the family is mostly Jamaican, but some of those relatives have Cuban and Trinidadian in them. Like, my great grandmother, she had Cuban and Jamaican in her, and then, you know, she had children, and, you know, and then they had more children in within the Caribbean community. Like, it's just very vast how big our family's Caribbean roots come from. Like, there's a lot of different countries within my family, but we all represent Jamaica and NYC. At least that's the consensus in my opinion. Like, a lot of my mother's family represents Jamaica. My dad's side is Guyanese, and of course they're repping Guyana all day every day. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful that, you know, I come from such a vibrant community. In some of my episodes, my accent comes out, but for the most part, you can't really tell. At least, I don't think you can. I mean, I'd have to listen to my episodes again to determine whether or not I actually have my accent there. It comes out ever so often. And I say that because, you know, a lot of the time my accent, my patois will come out just a little bit. But like I said, I was born and raised in New York, and I was surrounded by Jamaicans for the majority of my life, but that has not had a huge effect on how I speak today. Like, my accent will come out, yes, if I'm around my family or around other Jamaicans, but it's not always there. And I like to think that I have my own unique way of talking, and my accent is just unique to me. I don't think any of my family members actually have my accent. Although, if my mother would come on this podcast, you would think you were hearing, you know, the same person. Like, you would think you were listening to me, because me and my mom sound so much alike. If you guys know what I'm talking about, like, if you've ever answered the phone and your father's friend was just kind of like, oh my gosh, you sound just like that, that, that. And it's just like, or they'll be like, oh, hey, so and so. And then they carry on the conversation and you're just sitting on the phone like, no, I'm me. I'll go get my mom. For the most part, that was back when, like, you would have house phones, and and the people who would call would just assume right away that the parent answered the phone. Anyway, so like I said, I don't really have an accent, but like I think accents really just have a lot to do with where you're raised. It has nothing to do with where you're from, because there are a lot of Jamaicans that in my family that are living in the UK, but they don't have a heavy Jamaican accent. They actually have a British accent. And you know, like it's about where you're raised. So like if I was raised in Jamaica or in Britain in the UK, like I would start talking like this, and I would have an accent like this, and this, and then all of the proper ways of talking will come out of my mouth, and you would hear how well I can talk as a British American. But I'm not a British American, I'm from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have a Brooklyn accent either. And if I was born in Texas, I'd have that twang in my talk, and I'd talk like this, and just be like, here's your soda pop. But yeah, I just find it funny that I don't really have a signature accent that is specific to a certain place. It's really just how I talk, you know? Anyway, so as you all know, or some of you may know, or some of you just found out, I mean, at this point everybody has had to know, it's been in the news for the past few days, but Kamala Harris was selected to be Joe Biden's running mate. I say that because that's what's been said, you know. It's true, but it's what's been said. So I'm not getting into politics this episode. I'm just mentioning her because she's part Jamaican. I didn't know she was part Jamaican because I don't follow politics like that. But her father's Jamaican and her mother's Indian. And it's just bringing a lot of attention to Jamaica right now because of who she is. And so I felt the need to mention it because this episode is geared towards me being Caribbean. Or, you know, talking about being Caribbean in NYC. So this, like I said, this episode is about my experience doing that. And it's mostly really about listening to reggae music, eating good food, and having good vibes in general. Speaking of listening to reggae music, I listened to reggae music especially on Saturday mornings growing up because that was the cleaning pastime. If reggae music wasn't playing, was I cleaning? Probably not. I mean, you need music I need music to motivate me to do some work, to be honest with you. If I'm not listening to music, I'm really not doing anything. Like it makes a huge difference. Like if you're like me and one day you see the dishes pile up and you're just kind of like, ugh, I gotta wash dishes. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? And then you're just sitting there washing dishes with no motivation, just scrub, scrub, scrub. If you don't have a dishwasher. I don't have a dishwasher. Anyway. But if I have some music, I'm dancing, you know, I'm feeling the vibe, like scrubbing to the beat. It's a whole different ballgame when you're listening to music and you're doing an activity. So yeah, on Saturday mornings, I was usually cleaning or I was watching TV from 8 to 12. WB11. That's right. I was watching cartoons. That's what I was doing. I was watching cartoons, and that was only if like there was like my mother had either she wasn't awake or she had already gone off to do like the early shopping, you know, get the groceries and things like that. But most of the time I was definitely listening to music, reggae music to be exact, while we were cleaning. And that meant like sweeping, mopping, cleaning the bathrooms, cleaning your bedroom, wiping the mirrors, the windows, all that stuff. Even outside, sweeping up the dirt in the backyard, which I always thought was weird. Just kind of like, why are we sweeping the backyard dirt? I don't understand. But I understand it now. Like you clean up because it looks nicer when you clean up. And so music is probably my most favorite part about being Caribbean. It just makes you move, it puts you in a good mood, and it's guaranteed every single time that you'll be feeling nice. And I say that because I say that also because like one of my friends, one of my best friend Judith, her sister one of her sisters, she has six. I mean, no, she has five? Yeah, because she's one of eight. Anyway, so one of her sisters really enjoyed listening to Hold Ya. Like, yeah, me want be hold ya. And she, every time she listened to the song, it would just put her in such a good mood. Like, but the funny part was that she would always say, like, it made her feel sleepy, but not like sleepy as in like bored, but more so like sleepy as in like it was just that kind of vibe, like you'd close your eyes and just listen to the music, you know what I mean, and it would just put you in a chill mood. And I always laugh because it's kind of like, I get it, but it's not like it's a chill vibe type of thing. Like, you're not, you know, supposed to be going to sleep, but I understand it. Like, I really do. Reggae is definitely depends on the artist, because, you know, there are some artists out there that are more eccentric with their music, and for the most part, it's really about the artist and the vibe you're feeling from chilling and singing along. Dancehall is another form of music that Jamaicans do, but it is a whole different category. Whole different category all on its own. So yeah, I'm going to, you know, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to this particular topic. There's so much so that I will be breaking this up into several episodes, but they won't be back to back. It'll just be like one drop here, one drop there. That's a song, actually, one drop. Anyway, yeah, so just I'll give some good vibe stories and start talking about different things related to me and being Caribbean in NYC, in America. Actually, let's just say that. But right now I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back with some more good vibes. Welcome back. So, being Caribbean doesn't stop, like I said. It's 24/7, you know what I'm saying? All day, every day. I mean, I'm American, but still, like, this type of ethnicity doesn't stop, you know what I mean? You listen to the music, you eat the food, you chill around the people. That's how that works. So, like I said, music is my favorite part about being Caribbean. And you don't have to be from an island to know the music. It is literally worldwide. Like, Bob Marley's song, One Love, is international. It's on almost every Jamaican commercial when it's like, come to Jamaica and feel all right. It's just like, I mean, there are beautiful parts of Jamaica that people go to. And, I mean, I haven't been to Jamaica since I was two. I need to go back. I've been trying to go back just to have that type of vacation and to see the island up and everything. But I was two when I went the first time, and since that was so long ago, I am due a Jamaican trip. Okay, I'm due a Jamaican trip. But every time I see a commercial, they always have Bob Marley's song playing in the background, because that's where he's from. That's, you know, his music is very widely known, and it is such a shame that his life was taken so soon. Like, I'm sure he had a lot of love and a lot more life to spread, you know, joy. His music still resonates with me and a lot of people, and I have no doubt that that won't continue. Like, I know that I'll be playing his music for my future children and my future children's children. It will continue. Like, everybody I know that I will play that, so I'll play Bob Marley for them. I'll play them the songs. One of my favorite songs by him. It's actually really funny. Like, me and my cousin Shanae, we would play this song over and over and over, and it was called Steer It Up, and we just sit in the back seat of our parents' cars and just pretend to steer up a pot. I don't know what we were doing, but it was just like, doom, doom, da-doom, dum, 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 and you just, we just like pretend to steer in a really big pot. Me, my cousin, and my brother, we would just, that's what we did. I don't know. It was just funny. But yeah, his music is known worldwide, and you know, I'll continue to spread his love and joy, because that's what he was all about. The other favorite part that I love about being Caribbean is the food. I mean, obviously, right? Food. I remember talking about jerk chicken and rice and peas in an episode, but prior to this one, and like, there are some really good spots, especially in Brooklyn, to find good food. Like, I'll like Footprints, Fisherman's Cove has some really good food. Gloria's, I mean, like from my Trinidadians, Gloria's is a great spot to get some good roti. There is a roti spot by my house called Roti R Us, and it is good too. And there is a lot of other great areas to find food. And so, like, you know, I live in Brooklyn in a predominantly Caribbean area. And I say that because, you know, when Labor Day comes around, that's when it's noticed the most. Like, I'm not going around house to house knocking on the door saying, "Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from?" I'm not that neighborly. Like, I know my neighbors. I know, because, you know, when you go outside, you say, "Good morning, neighbor." Or, you know, I know the people that I live next to, across the street from, all that. Like, you know, we're a good community of people that just know each other. I mean, there's some gentrification more so now, but for the most part, it's all kinds of Caribbean people. A lot of islands are represented, like Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, St. Kitts, St. Lucia, Haiti, and more. There's a lot of different Caribbean people in my neighborhood. And so when I talk about Labor Day, every year we would come out heavy. And I say we, I mean like Caribbean people would come out heavy. Heavy, heavy, heavy for the Labor Day Parade, aka the West Indian Day Parade. And I didn't know that the West Indian Day Parade was actually, like, it was around from the 1930s. It was started by some women. It was started by this group of women who wanted to show off the costumes and the culture of Trinidad and Tobago. It started in Harlem. I learned all this in a couple days, actually, because I was looking into it. I was like, when did Labor Day start? And it started in Harlem, and, you know, during the Renaissance and everything like that. And so, like, you know, that's amazing. Like, I didn't know that. I mean, we're in 10 more years, it'll be 100 years that this came to play. And obviously, because of COVID, there won't be a parade this year, which sucks, because the parade brings so many different people to New York City, to Brooklyn, and it brings families together, like families that are overseas will want to come over and party with family in America, or vice versa, like people will leave and things like that. But most of the time, the Labor Day Parade usually brings a lot of people, thousands of people, to the Parkway. When I say the Parkway, I mean Eastern Parkway. And it's quite the sight to see, for real. Like, it's quite the sight. And when I was younger, I would be so excited. One, because it was a day off from school. And after Labor Day is usually when school starts. So you get all your, you know, you get all your school stuff, and then you get ready for the parade, and then you have school. It was in that order. Like, it was just kind of like, you know, the summer was winding down, and it was the greatest Bacchanal bashment, whatever you want to call it, to celebrate the end of summer. For me, it was always the end of summer to celebrate. And so, like, yeah, when I was younger, my mom would, because you wouldn't drive. Listen, the streets were closed off, everywhere was packed, it was ridiculous. So you couldn't really drive too much unless you got yourself prepared to be close to Eastern Parkway the night before, or a couple nights before. But you didn't drive. You got into a dollar van or the bus, and then it would take you up as close as it could, Eastern Parkway, and then you'd walk the rest. When I was younger, it was so amazing because we'd see the big trucks and the people with huge, huge loud speakers, and you know, everybody in the street, flags waving everywhere. And then the costumes are just gorgeous. Labor Day Parade is one of my favorite things to do as a Caribbean, just because it's just so much fun and so vibrant and so lively, you know. And there's a lot of history following the parade since its inception, which I won't get into right now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff about the parade. Like, if you research it, you'll know, and most people who go know. I mean, there are a few times when I've gone with like friends, and you know, as a teenager, thinking I was grown. I wasn't grown, but I'm just saying, like, it's a lot. The parade is a lot, but it's a lot of fun as well. It's so much fun. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys, the past few years I haven't really gone to the parade. You know, I usually would go to a party or just played music for myself, by myself. I mean, sometimes I wasn't even in the state, so I couldn't really celebrate in the state, but wherever I was definitely listening to music, because I love music. Speaking of, I know I've expressed it so many times over the episodes, I do love music. Music is one of my passions. Caribbean music is beautiful. Reggae is beautiful. Soca, calypso, all of it. It's all beautiful. Parang, it's all good. You know, reggae is the most popular type of music that is made by Jamaicans alongside dancehall. And like, I assume all of you have an Instagram account by now, and if you don't, you should get one. Or even if you don't have one, it's really not like that big of a deal to watch what I'm about to talk about. There's been this trend called verses, where two artists will come together and they'd verse each other. And a few months ago, there was one with Beanie Man and Bounty Killer, and it was absolutely electrifying. And I loved hearing the classics they produced over the years, and it made me feel really good to see reggae music break more barriers. Like, there were millions of viewers watching Beanie Man and Bounty Killer, and the two of them were actually together before the versus people were like separate. They were just on the screen sharing an Instagram live stream, and Bounty Killer and Beanie Man were together. They it was like a real bashment. It looked like they were in a basement. Like, it was awesome. And I didn't know that reggae, like the word, the name to the genre, was created in like the late 1960s, which is crazy because that was like, what, 60 years ago? It wasn't that long ago. And so reggae it's got a traditional mental and American jazz. It's R&B kind of sound, and it's very mellow. It's very like chill vibes. You can have a good time listening to it. Some of my favorite reggae artists are, of course, Beanie Man, Sean Paul, Maxi Priest, Bob Marley, like I said before, Bounty Killer, Spraga Benz, Shaggy. It wasn't me. Funny story is that like when Shaggy's song came out, I think it was like early 2000s or something like that, me and my brother would search. Every time we were in the car, we would always ask our mother to like change the station to try and catch whenever the song came on, and we would just be in the car, just, it wasn't me. So I'm pounding on the banana, and I'm just like thinking about it. Every time I think about it, I'm just kind of like, we were way too young to sing that song, mostly because I didn't know what I was singing about. I know what it's about now, but in my head, whenever I heard it wasn't me, I was just thinking like, nah, man, it wasn't me. Like, I didn't just do that. I didn't get in trouble, but I was pretending it to little kid stuff. Like, you know, I wasn't the last person to use the cereal box, like things like that. Like, I was just like, it wasn't me. Wasn't me, like the song says it wasn't me. But I wasn't thinking like, oh dang, like this guy is legit cheating on this woman all over the place. She sees him do this, and he and his friend is just kind of like, nah man, tell her it wasn't you, tell her she's going crazy, she ain't see you, that wasn't you, man. And I, every time I think about it, I'm just kind of like, that's crazy. Moving right along, I like Barris Hammond, Sanchez, Taris Riley, Shabba Ranks, Buju Banton, Sizzla, and so many more. Dennis Brown, so many more people. I don't know, these are all guys. Like, I like Lady Saw and other female singers, but for the most part, I really listen to a lot of the males, and that's just what it is. Like, I like the classic reggae. I mean, there's still reggae songs that are coming out every day, but I like listening to the classics. Especially when I go to like family parties, that's what they play. They don't really play all the new stuff. They play all the old stuff. And if you don't know the old stuff, then it's just kind of like, what are you doing? Like, what did your mother teach you? You know? But it's just funny. Speaking of artists, there is this one called Shinehead, and I honestly didn't know about him. Like, he popped up on one of my, like, I was listening to reggae music a few years ago, and like, just on YouTube, and you know how YouTube just kind of like auto plays sometimes, and I just let it play, and this guy comes along, Shinehead, and he's got a song called Jamaican in New York, and it is the funniest song. Like, the video is hilarious. I wonder if he's still around. I should actually look that up. But it's just funny. It's really funny. It's a hilarious song. And he's just like, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. You have to listen to the song. I cannot. If I try and sing it, it's just going to make me laugh. But it's a funny song. It's by Shinehead. It's called Jamaican in New York. I'm assuming that it was made in like the 90s, because that's the way the music video looks. The 90s or the early 2000s. It's really, really wacky. But it is what it is. I mean, I just decided to talk about it because this is what I'm talking about. Being Jamaican in New York, or being Caribbean in New York. But yeah, so you guys should watch that. I'm gonna be right back, and we'll talk about some of the stereotypes that is towards Jamaicans, and then I don't know. Hey, KD Time fans, on this KD's recommendation, I'm recommending that you guys listen to this band called Quentin Smith and the Company. They are one of the 31 New Jersey bands you need to hear in 2020. The lead singer is Quentin Smith, shocker, and his bandmates are his younger brother Jordan on guitar, Fred on bass, and Doug on drums. The sound is an alternative R&B, and they have an Instagram. Their Instagram is at QS The Company. No capitals, no characters, just QS The Company, straight like that. They have a Linktree account that I'll add in the episode. So yeah, give them a listen. I really enjoy their music. They have an album on Spotify called Straight From The Heart. And right now, my favorite song is Loving You. And I'm going to play a little bit for you because I think you guys should hear it. So give it to me now. Yeah, the band is like that. So if you guys want to hear more, I suggest you hop right on over to Spotify and check them out right now. Just do it right now. Yay! No, I'm kidding. Welcome back. So I'll talk about some of the stereotypes that are said but aren't true. Some Jamaicans or some Jamaican people apparently aren't friendly. And I've never actually heard that before. I mean, I've heard it in several, like some comedians, like one of their reps or whatever. I remember this one guy I was listening to, he was just like, why are Jamaicans so angry? Like, they're angry. And I just made me laugh, and I'm just kind of like, the reason, in my opinion, the reason why to making people are angry is mostly because someone pissed them off. Someone was bothering them. You know what I'm saying? And so he was just kind of like, why are y'all so angry? Y'all beaches is beautiful. Your beaches are beautiful. And he's just like, you know who should be angry? We should be angry. New Yorkers should be angry. Because Coney Island Beach, Coney Island Beach is not the place to be. Like, like he was going off. If I could find, I'll find the YouTube link. And I'll try and add it to my episodes or my details or something. Or I'll just find it and play that little clip for you. Because it's really funny. It's really funny the way he's going on about how Jamaicans are angry. It was a YouTube video comedy show special for I think Bad Boys that this guy did, and like he talked about this was like post 9/11, mind you, and he was talking about how like if a terrorist was to try and, you know, take over a Jamaican plane, like an Air Jamaica plane, all you'd hear is it's just so funny because it's true. It's just like we don't like to be bothered. We don't like to be messed with or bothered, and you know, that is where the unfriendly will come out. Like, if we're determined and we're doing something, we don't want to be bothered, okay? And like the fact that that's a stereotype where Jamaican people aren't friendly. Like, I'm very friendly. So there's that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm friendly. I know plenty of Jamaicans that are friendly. So that's funny. And it's just like, people aren't all friendly. All people aren't friendly. There are plenty of people who aren't friendly. Like, I don't understand that specific stereotype. It really doesn't make sense. Like, we just don't want to be bothered. If you're bothering someone that doesn't want to be bothered, it's pretty obvious that they won't be friendly towards you. Duh. Like, are you kidding? It also depends on the person and how they're feeling at any given point of the day. Like, if it's the end of the day and someone had a hard day at work, obviously they don't want to be bothered. Like, who wants to be bothered at the end of the day? Or it's the beginning of the day and, you know, they missed their train or just something happened that caused them to be upset. Obviously they don't want to be bothered either. Like, it's not just one type of people. I don't get that at all. Another stereotype is that all Jamaicans smoke weed / marijuana. And that's not true either. Like, what? I don't understand that. That's not true. Not all Jamaicans smoke weed. Like, I don't understand that one either. Then there's everyone that is a Jamaican is a Rastafarian, and that is not true. That's not true either. These stereotypes are just like, what? It's false. Where did they get that from? Where did they get this from? Who's coming up with these stereotypes? This one, Jamaicans only listen to reggae. This one is a little half true. It's like half true in my opinion. I think that it's funny when it comes to reggae music, because like, yes, Jamaicans do listen to reggae, but a lot of us listen to a lot of other stuff too. Like, we'll listen to hip-hop, we'll listen to I listen to pop music. I listen to all kinds of music, but I also like watching the reactions if I'm at a party and the DJ is playing reggae or playing dancehall, and then they, you know, switch over to soca, and you kind of just see like the vibe shift. And it's not that Jamaican people don't like soca, because I think that we like all kinds of music. It just depends on how the DJ switches things up, you know what I mean? And so it's just always funny. Like, it would seem that a Jamaican is upset when soca's playing. But I've gone to now 2 Caribbean inspired events at Six Flags with some of my girlfriends, and the way that people show up and show out and is just jamming to all kinds of music. Listen, you can't tell me that we only listen to reggae, because there are thousands of people that attend this event. It's in Six Flags. It's usually around this time of the year. It's in August, like, because every time we go, they always talk about going to Carnival in like October or something like that. There's Miami Carnival and all these different carnivals that's going on. When I tell you, like, they're like, yes, the DJ is gonna get everybody hype and be like, anybody from Barbados, you see the flags wave. Anybody from Jamaica, you see the flags wave. Anybody from St. Lucia, you see the flags wave. It happens. Like, yeah, we're gonna represent all of our people, because as Caribbean people, we are loving and we just like love to be, you know, happy and in a place where everybody's doing and feeling the same way. So just, like I said, it's a little half true that Jamaicans only listen to reggae, but most Jamaicans, in my opinion, definitely listen to a lot more than just that, because like there's just too much good music out there to just be attached to one genre. Anyhow, Jamaicans speak only patois. Nope, that's not true either. Okay, because like I said before, I've got Jamaican family that's in the UK. I've got, you know, I know Jamaican, like some of my Jamaicans are all, my Jamaican relatives are all spread out all over the US. I've got some in Texas. I've got some, you know, in Virginia. Like, no, we don't only speak patois. Like, we speak English. And if we do speak patois, it's usually with people that will understand how we're speaking. We're speaking it with people that know what we're talking about. Okay. And I'm talking right now, and there's no patois coming out of my mouth. There's nothing like that of the sort. Also, if people did a smidge of research, they would learn that a lot of Jamaicans speak English more properly than Americans. And that is that. Next stereotype is Jamaicans are lazy. Now, this one made me laugh because I know Jamaicans who have multiple jobs. Two, three. Like, I remember my own mother. She would work two, three jobs and all this other stuff. Like, just to get some extra cash or get some extra money and whatever. And it's just like, if anything, I've heard the exact opposite of where this stereotype is. Jamaicans are usually always working and they have multiple jobs. I don't know where Jamaicans are lazy came from. That doesn't make any sense to me. Because I feel like there's so many that have so much jobs. Like, so many jobs. They just do too much. They have so many jobs. But yeah, that was a really short segment on some stereotypes. Like I said, being Caribbean is it's a lifestyle. And it is way too broad of a topic to just fit all into one compassing episode. So, you know, stay tuned in for future episodes pertaining to this subject. I'm not an expert at all. I just decided that, you know, it's around that time of the year for some Caribbeans to start popping up and doing their thing, and I decided to talk about it. That's all. So, you know, I wanted to share this with you and share some interesting stories about being Caribbean. And well, mostly this episode is really just about Jamaican and Jamaica. Okay, you know, oh, I forgot Elephant Man. Yes, I do love Jamaica. I love Elephant Man. Which is funny, because the last time when I went to the Six Flags event, the Caribbean event last year, Elephant Man was there and Marshall Mantano, and I felt so alive. Like, it was amazing. Like, like Elephant Man and his Pon the River, like, it just brought me back to when I was in junior high school listening to the same, to listen to those music lyrics, and I was just kind of like, man, this is amazing. And I'm so sad. I'm really sad that, like, it's not happening this year because of COVID. Like, geez, you know, I'm sure the lineup would have been dope. And, like, this is also a way to promote that activity, like, for people of all ethnicities, people of all races to come out and celebrate with us, because that's usually what it's all about. Like, when Caribbeans get together, we are, like, you know, have a drink, feel the vibes, have some food, you know, and just enjoy yourself. Really, just enjoy yourself. But yeah, that is the episode 15 for you. Thank you so much for listening. If you've made it this far, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for listening. If you are interested, I do have a Katie Time Podcast Facebook page. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter at Katie Time Podcast. If you want to reach out and, you know, talk to me, send me a message, whatever. My DMs and my messages are all open, and I'd love to hear from you guys. So, once again, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. One love. Big up to you guys. Deuces. Hey, Katie Time fans. Don't forget to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this on for weekly updates. There's new episodes every week, and you can send me feedback by following me on Twitter and Instagram at Katie Time Podcast, or you can email me at katietimepodcast@gmail.com. Whichever you prefer to hit me up. I'd really appreciate hearing from you guys. Thanks.